5th of February 2020, Luke 9, 23 to 26. We are celebrating and thinking today of Sancta Agatha. At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, "If anyone wants to be my disciple, deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What good is it to a man if he wins the whole world, but loses himself and suffers harm? For whosoever is ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his majesty and in the majesty of the Father and of the holy angels." Today, we again meet one of the young saints who became martyrs under cruel persecutions. In Saint Agatha, we recognize a loving soul, as we did recently with Saint Agnes. They stand before us as those who, in following their Lord, have realized the words of today's Gospel. What can such a love also do in us? For the saints should not only be admired and called upon, but should be also models for us to imitate. By this I do not mean that each one of us must have the desire to die martyrdom for Christ and suffer similar cruelties to those suffered by Saint Agnes and Agatha. But it is important for everyone to be filled with the same spirit in which God glorifies himself and give the strength to martyrdom. It is a virtue of bravery and especially the spirit of strength. First, a few words about Saint Agatha. Still very young, Saint Agatha had consecrated her virginity to God through a vow, and full of Jesus' love, her only desire was to die for Jesus, her heavenly bridegroom. Under the Emperor Decius, a cruel persecution of Christians broke out, especially on the island of Sicily, where Saint Agatha lived. The governor of Catania, Quintianus, raged against the Christians. He had heard of the wealth and beauty of the Holy Virgin and ordered her to be presented to him. When Agatha heard this command, she begged her Savior for strength in battle and spoke the beautiful words, "Jesus Christ, most high Lord of all things, you see my heart, you know what I ask, to be the sole owner of all that I am and have. You are my shepherd, O my God, and I am your sheep. Make me worthy to triumph over the devil." Quintianus asked her, "Whose estate art thou?" She answered, I'm a free and a noble woman. Why are you not ashamed, if you are free and noble one, to behave and dress like a slave? Asked the governor. Agatha replied, because I'm a servant of Christ. If you were born free and noble, how could you call yourself a handmaiden? Agatha, to serve Christ is to reign, and his service is true freedom. The governor, how? Are we not free then, because we despise the crucified one and honor the gods? Agatha said, how can you be free if you serve lifeless idols and sell your soul to hell? Quintanius, who had a longing for her, gave her many tortures, but nothing could break the virgin. She lost neither courage nor purity. Quintanius threatened her with terrible torment if she did not sacrifice to the gods, but she answered him, vain are your words, and in vain. The governor, stop professing Christianity, whose name I cannot bear to hear. Agatha, I will confess and pray that name with heart and mouth as long as I live. Furious about this confession, Quintanius ordered to undress Agatha and roll around on pointed shards of coal mixed with glowing coals. Agatha endured this torture steadfastly, but when an earthquake suddenly struck during the torture, the people rushed up and shouted, unjust judge, leave her alone. The gods avenge innocence. The tyrant, fearing the fury of the people, led the virgin back to the dungeon and hid himself. No sooner was the Christian heroine in the dungeon than she fell on her knees and prayed, Lord, my Creator, my protection and strength from my youth, you who purged all evil inclinations from my heart and kept me immaculate, who in torment gave me patience and victory over all tortures, receive my spirit graciously, for the moment has come when I shall leave this wretched earth and come to you, most merciful one. During this prayer, she fell softly asleep in the Lord. So much for Saint Agatha. We had pointed out at the beginning that it was a virtue of courage and the spirit of strength that led Saint Agatha to this world-transcending attitude. With the bravery we acquire as virtue, we glorify the Lord. For example, when we take upon ourselves the toils of the apostolate for his sake, when we bear the difficulties of our human nature in daily life, with our eyes on him and try to overcome them, when we bravely endure illness for his sake, and much more, then we show the Lord our love in this way. And God, in his wisdom, strengthens us in this way inwardly, so that we may also pass the battle that is assigned to everyone who follows the Lord. Beyond the virtue of bravery to be acquired, it is a spirit of strength that filled Saint Agnes, and this gift of the Spirit enables us to do deeds like the saint, because it is the Holy Spirit himself in us who does this. Through the practice of virtue, we prepare ourselves for the gift of the Holy Spirit and, so to speak, set sail for him. Both virtue and the gift of the Spirit are also needed more and more as the anti-Christian spirit increases in the world and in the Church. Please give me your ear for a last moment. It's an urgent call. For various reasons, the people in China in particular need all this at present, these virtues. China is currently experiencing a sea of human misfortune. Cities affected by the coronavirus have been sealed off, and measures are being taken through the country to combat the epidemic. The situation in the city of Wuhan is still very much in its infancy, and the medical needs cannot be fully met. In other cities, people have to stay at home and cannot work. Officially, there are 15,000 infected persons and more than 300 dead. But there are reasons to believe that it is even worse. So we urge our listeners, please pray for the suffering Chinese population.
Today we want to listen to the entrance verse of the feast of the day as we celebrate Saint Agatha. The introito says, "Let us all rejoice in the Lord, celebrating the feast in honor of Saint Agatha, in which solemnity the angels rejoice while the archangels praise the Son of God."